definitely human.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast for the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, and this week we're reviewing Viscounts. You can calm down. I can see you're a little agitated. That was a joke. I know we're not doing Viscounts today. That was a reference for the fans. You know, the reference is kind of like an in-joke for the fans, because we've talked about Viscounts before.
You're just trying to cash in on like the Marvel thing. You see how much money they're making? We won't have any jokes. We won't have any actual gags as such. We'll just have references.
Yeah, some people callbacks. Say references and callbacks are sort of a cheap and lazy substitute for actual content. I disagree. I think this is exactly what the Empty Bliss lifestyle is all about.
Yeah, it also rewards consumption as well.
Exactly.
The more you consume, the more you get used to and get on board with all the callbacks and the references.
Great point. Milk boy.
Is this you having a pop at my pale complexion?
No,
I didn't get much sun this year. Okay,
milk boy. The fans are loving this.
I'm very confused right now. I think I'm offended. I'm going to check afterwards to make sure if I am offended, but I think I'm offended right now.
Absolutely no need to be. We're all just having a great time. Merry Christmas.
Well, yeah, Merry Christmas. Okay, at least that's something we can agree on. Merry Christmas. Should we tell people what biscuit we're reviewing?
Right, yes. I thought I wasn't sure, because usually we allot some time for like banter at the start of the show, and I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit rusty. I mean, we're both a little bit rusty. Well, we haven't done this in a while.
Exactly. It's been a little while. So yeah, that's forgivable. So, you know, treat us with kid gloves while we get back up to speed.
Yeah. Thanks for bearing with us. This week, we're reviewing Le Petit Beurre.
Are you sure?
Let me try again. Le Petit Beurre.
Oh, yeah, spot on. Now I know what we're reviewing. Now I know. And as always, we'll be judging the biscuit on three categories: taste, texture, and biscuitness. Before we actually get into dissecting this biscuit, we should probably explain a little bit about where we've been. Because I appreciate it's been a little while since the last episode came out, which is the McVitie's Gold Bar, if you haven't listened to that. Well, I guess the short explanation is Empty Bliss. Well, that went fantastically.
Yeah, it was a huge success.
I know. It seems there's a lot of people out there who enjoy booking holidays to Dubai on their credit card, eating at chain restaurants. They love
chain
that.
Restaurants.
Marks and Spencer meal deals, fantastic.
Premium mediocre.
Exactly. It's the premium mediocre life. A lot of people, they were into that. They wanted to learn more about it. They wanted to get the most out of it. And they wanted to give us £10,000 for patented exclusive course. And that is the only place you can get that information. So that has gone really well for us. And for them.
Yeah. We are so blessed. Like, we have had some messages and some emails from people worried about us. You know, fans, obviously, friends, family. But we're fine.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're better than fine, really. Yeah, for people who didn't hear back from us, sorry.
Yep.
I mean,
my bad.
I'm sorry that you were upset, is what I'm saying. Because we were busy out there spreading the empty bliss philosophy and bringing empty bliss to other people as well. Now, I mean, we got to a point where that could have been us done. We could have just lived off that. We could have lived very well off that. We could have been living in premium, mediocre, ready meals from Marks and Spencer or Waitrose even for the rest of our days.
Waitrose, yep. Not Harrods, but Waitrose certainly.
No, Harrods is premium.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, that's not what premium, mediocre
is. That's
about.
Not what we're about.
Exactly, yeah. No, we did very well off that. Like I said, lots of people, they wanted to pay, willingly paid, without any coercion or mis-selling. They had the facts and they paid up their money and we did fantastically well out of that. But we felt it was selfish though, to just go away, enjoy very the money, selfish. Spend the money and live the premium mediocre way. And we wanted to give something back from all the people who have given to us, who we have also given back to for the full value of £10,000 per head.
We wanted to give more back to them than they gave to us, because that's just the kind of people we are.
Exactly. And we think more people could benefit from the anti-bliss lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So we want to spread that message as well. So as it is coming up to Christmas, the season of goodwill and giving of gifts, which is what season is really, really all about in the anti-bliss world. You know, it's get a fake tree and then just go through a catalogue and tick off what you want.
Yeah.
And ask people what they want as well. Don't leave it up to chance.
And if you're not sure on what sort of decorations to get for your tree, just have a walk around your local supermarkets. They've usually got some good layouts you can probably copy there.
Exactly. And you really want to be getting anything with kind of gold on it.
Yes.
Gold and silver really are kind of the two colours you want. Yeah, so we've got a little gift for everyone related to this show and what we're trying to do. But you're going to have to wait.
Oh, what could be more Christmassy than anticipation?
When on Christmas Day, you got to wait to have your lunch until you get your, you know, Sega Master System, even though it's 2002 and everyone else has got a PlayStation 2. So if you stay tuned to the end of the show, we'll reveal what is going to be coming with IWGBRP.
Is that the first time you've abbreviated the title of this show?
Yeah, possibly, but that's part of the new empty bliss philosophy.
It rolls off the tongue much easier.
Yeah, you want to be abbreviating as much as possible, really. And you want to abbreviate abbreviations, so you don't say ASAP, you say ASAP.
IA. I agree.
Yeah. A little bit confusing that one, but it'll catch on. That could be part of the new Empty Bliss program, but you will have to pay to find out. But before we get to that little treat, we should do the old-fashioned and talk about what we're wearing today.
Yeah, but you're going to say, let's finally talk about the biscuit, which is the subject of this show. But no, let's talk about what we're wearing. I mean, you know exactly who I am, just looking at me, right?
Are you... Dog Tanyan from the Disney film of the Three Musketeers. Is the dog dressed up as D'Artagnan?
No, I'm not Dog Tanyan. You know, I think you're having a little fun. I think you know, obviously we're reviewing a French biscuit.
Well, that's why I said Dog Tanyan,
I'm dressed as France's most heroic historical figure.
Who could that be?
One of the greatest military generals in history.
Okay.
A revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
He saw the crown of France lying on the ground and he picked it up with his sword.
Joan of Arc?
Okay, enough games. You know who I am.
My French history is not great.
What if I stand like this?
Robespierre.
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Who?
Napoleon Bonaparte. What do you mean who? You know who I am. I thought we were supposed to be on the same side. Isn't that what this empty bliss this lifestyle isn't... is all about? You and me were on the same side. You know who I am.
Oh, right. Yeah,
you know
sorry.
I'm Napoleon.
Yeah, sorry.
It's like the most famous costume I've worn so far.
I've seen the film. I have seen the film. God. Now it's coming back to me. I have seen the film with Russell Crowe on a boat. But it looks great. Whatever. I mean, the Napoleon costume looks fantastic. You got the cool little hat.
Yes.
You got the nice jacket with a sash.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it looks great as Napoleon, who I'm aware of, and I applaud your dress, chapeau, as they say in France. Take my cap off to you.
Well, good. I'm glad you're starting to take me more seriously because you know I feel a bit of an affinity with Napoleon. Came from humble beginnings, had some pretty revolutionary ideas, and he always looked on the bright side of life.
Optimist, yeah?
He's an optimist. Okay. I have a little quote from him, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just like to read it and you'll see what I mean. It's an extract from his big boy diary. January 1st, 1817. To bear misfortune was the only thing wanting to my fame. I have watched... Should I be doing this in a French accent?
If you could.
To bear misfortune was the only thing wanting to my fame. I have worn the imperial crown of France, the iron crown of Italy. England has now given me a greater and more glorious one. For it is that worn by the saviour of the world, the crown of thorns.
So it has your Jesus complex as well, then?
No, he's saying he's fallen on hard times, but actually right. That's good for his public image.
Okay.
You know, it kind of adds to the legend yeah. of his kind of character.
So do you think that he's like, he would be a prime candidate for Empty Bliss? Do you think he'd go for Empty Bliss?
That's what I'm saying.
You can teach him about how to do the best shots on Instagram from a Jamie Oliver chain restaurant.
Yep.
To get upwards of 12 likes.
Yeah, I think he is quite Empty Bliss because he rose up through French society.
Mm-hmm.
But for quite a long period of that time, he hated the French. He wanted to like make Corsica like its mm-hmm. own independent place. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, nah, I'll just stick with France.
I could give Corsica independence or I could conquer France. He should have renamed France New Corsica.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was all building up to.
That is sick.
I know exactly who you are. I can tell straight away from the suit.
Well, okay. After hubris comes nemesis. So take it away, David. No, where am I?
No, you can smirk all you like. You've had your fun with me pretending that you don't know who Napoleon is, even though it's very obvious. And now you're dressed as Richard Nixon as per, and you're acting like, oh, you've got that face that you do when you have a little secret. I know you don't have a secret.
Listeners, he had a secret. Okay, I'm going to say three words to you, David, see if you can guess, all right?
Okay, here we go.
Education, education, education. You can tell, though. You can tell he's wrong. You can tell that he's been bamboozled.
But you're wearing the same suit.
Incorrect. See, listeners, I'm actually wearing a red tie. I know sometimes as the Richard Nixon, in the Richard Nixon suit, I did wear a kind of a burgundy tie on a couple of occasions, which I then had to dye black after I spilled tea on it. But this time I've got a new tie, which is being paid for out of the proceeds of the Anti-Bliss program. Mm-hmm. And I have this red tie on. You are kind of getting a feel for who I might be?
Are you not content with sort of defanging Nixon? That you've set your sights on someone who many people around the world kind of see on a similar level, I would say.
But there's multiple perspectives and different angles to everyone. And part of the Empty Bliss thing is that you only show people the one angle, which is the angle of you consuming things, which you show them on Instagram. So yeah, so I've chosen to dress as someone who has complete self-assuredness even in the face of completely conflicting facts and moral questions. And I'm going to say now, actually, yeah, our most premium mediocre leader.
You're going to start singing the song.
Things can only get better. I am not a crook. I am not Richard Nixon. I'm Tony Blair.
You know what? I'm just so thrilled that you're a different person.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you for thinking outside the box. Well, it doesn't look like you've actually changed the costume. You just changed the name.
Mm-hmm.
It's still inside the box, really.
Yeah, well, kind of. But that's also part of the anti-bliss thing, because doing deep changes to yourself is hard. The best thing to do, the shortcut, the easy thing to do, is to kind of stay the same, but just with a few little accents and to tell people that you're different, and then just hope that they go along with it.
You've convinced me. I love it.
There we go. Okay, then. So the grand is set.
Mm.
Let's deal with the biscuit. Le petit beurre.
Le petit beurre. Le petit beurre.
Have you been to France?
Yeah, lots of times.
Oh, yeah. Do you like it?
It's okay.
Okay. Well, it seems like this is a good place to start with the biscuit. You're not like so in love with it. You don't hate it.
Yeah,
so, you know,
that's right.
Your judgment of the biscuit can remain objective.
Yeah, because I'm very neutral, as you can tell. I'm a neutral
perfect.
Guy.
This is the perfect place to be for the petit beurre. Le petit beurre, sorry. Translated to English then. Bilingual like that. So yeah, so it's the le petit beurre, and it's specifically the LU. I don't know whether they say Lou or LU, but the LU brand, Le Petit Beurre. For those of you who don't speak advanced French, like myself and my co-host here, Petit Beurre translates to small bear. I didn't have time to actually check that, but yeah.
That mean, sounds right.
Yeah.
Bear, beurre.
Yeah, exactly. So small bear biscuits. And the LU, so there's this, it's is all related to the story. So basically, they're invented in 1886 by Louis Lefebvre Util, maybe.
Should I have dressed as him?
I'm not sure there's any images of him, but perhaps he dressed similar to Napoleon.
I mean, he's French, so...
Yeah, would they have been contemporaries? I think maybe Napoleon was a bit earlier.
Napoleon died in 1821.
Oh, R.I.P. But yeah, so Le Petit Beurre actually translates to little butter. Invented in 1886 by Louis Lefebvre Util in Nantes in France. Apparently inspired by English biscuits of the time, which is a big red flag. So I think as we have established so far, the English biscuits, the hobnobs, chocolate digestives, the Bourbons.
Yeah, that's
was that
that's
sick?
Troubling.
Were you almost sick?
I was almost sick for a second when you were talking about, yeah, the English biscuits. Mm.
Well, an interesting fact for you. While he invented the biscuit in 1886 and fabricated a biscuit cutter in the same shape as the biscuit in that year, he didn't actually apply for the trademark with the Nantes Commercial Court until 3 years later on the 9th of April, 1889.
That is an interesting fact. I know. Thank you for giving me that interesting fact.
It's amazing what you can read on Wikipedia these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a valuable resource.
Is that why you regularly donate to it?
We will be, once we have more positive cash flow with the Empty Bliss movement, we will certainly be making a donation to Jimmy Wales and his fantastic compendium of factoids. So the LU thing. So Mr. Lefebvre Util, his second name was the name of his parents, LU, the initials. Right. His dad started this company, LU, they made confectionery in the Pays de Loire region of France. I think. So they kind of like started the Le Petit Beurre, and then other people kind of popped up and like started making similar ones because, you know, it's not a complex thing. It's a biscuit. So he rebranded it Le Veritable Petit Beurre.
Oh.
I know. I like that. That's a good little, you know.
Le Veritable.
Yeah.
Le Veritable David and David.
Exactly. Except no imitations.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll rebrand this. The Veritable International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. But I get kind of tongue-tied and a little bit lispy on the title as it is at the moment. So actually, I'm not going to add another multi-syllable word to the title. So yeah, so they're still called LU after the Lefebvre Util family. And they keep that today. So, you know, it feels nice and local. Like, you know, you're getting a little taste of this little biscuit company from Nantes.
Yeah. Local little French biscuit, just from around the corner.
It's now owned by Mondelez International. Oh, okay. He bought it off Kraft Foods, who themselves acquired it from Danone.
Okay.
But I think you'll agree, still very just...
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of rustic and authentic, not necessarily in like an actual way, but the look of it, the aesthetic of it is.
Exactly. And again, you know, I don't want to keep hammering on the Empty Bliss thing, okay? Because you can go to the Empty Bliss website at www.emptybliss.cz. I'm not going to explain why we're registered in the Czech Republic, okay? There's certain tax advantages and legal benefits of being so, to get more information on Empty Bliss. But yeah, I think this fits in with the Empty Bliss thing, you know? It's kind of, you get to fake having, you know, a rustic vintage biscuit. To get an actual rustic vintage biscuit, A, hard. No one wants to do something which is hard.
Yep.
And B, quite possibly actually expensive because you actually have to pay because someone has made this with their time, which is valuable. And we don't want to be doing that. I want to be a tourist.
Yeah, so do I.
So if you want to take a look at the packet.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, I like the packet a lot.
It's kind of got like a matte finish to it, hasn't it? You know?
And what color is that? It's like prawn?
It's kind of lighter than prawn. It's, I don't know, it's kind of like Financial Times pink.
Yes.
You know?
That's exactly it. Yeah. And the layout is quite nice. They're trying to evoke the humble French cafe with a little illustration in the background there.
Oh, yeah. Great. Okay.
They also have, I'm assuming that's wheat and butter.
Very wholesome.
And then also there's just a big load of salt. There's a big pile of salt there. So they're not hiding anything.
No.
And just a big old picture of the biscuit, so you know what you're getting.
I say one thing about this compared to the British biscuits, which we always have to bring it back to because that is our heritage.
That's where we're from.
For better or for worse. For worse. Yeah. If you saw that on a shelf, it wouldn't stand out. I feel like British biscuits is always like a bright red package.
Yes.
Or like, you know, a bright blue package. And, you know, I've expressed my distaste of blue packaging for confectionery before, so we won't get into that again. But this is kind of like quite a subtle.
It is, and the shape of the packet as well. It's kind of like a box.
Mm, yeah.
If I saw this on a shelf, I wouldn't think it was biscuits. I'd think it was probably like some kind of health bar or something.
Yeah.
Like a pack of health bars.
Do you know what I would think?
What?
It was too expensive for me.
Yes, that's right.
I think the subtle tastefulness of the packaging, the fact that it doesn't look like your Maryland cookies, your Hobnobs, your chocolate digestives, it made me think, oh, what's this? This is a posh person's biscuit. This is going to be too fancy for me. But do you know how much they were?
Ooh. Let me guess.
Mm-hmm.
The fans are loving this.
Yeah, this is great.
This is all good.
you can guess along at home too. Write your guess down on a piece of paper. Hand it to a friend so that they can see it and verify that you've got this guess correct. And you'll have the answer shortly.
Yeah, and this is going to be a special moment between you and your friend.
Exactly.
See if you can guess just from the expression in their eyes.
And if you don't have a friend with you, perhaps ask a neighbor, go to a shop, perhaps call up someone. If you don't have any numbers, you can call 999 or 911. They'll always answer the phone.
They're always happy to help. No job too small. That's their motto, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to guess, looking at this box, looking at the kind of the layout, the colors, the font, the size, I'm going to guess 15 English pounds.
My friend. I'll give you one more guess.
Higher, lower?
Lower.
Oh.
Does it say how many are in the box first? For all anyone knows, I've just given you a pallet full of biscuits.
There's 6-7 portions per pack, it says.
6-7 portions. What's 6-7s?
No, 42. 6 or 7.
What?
6-7 portions per pack. So it's kind of, you know, depending on how greedy you are, I guess.
Okay.
You know, greed is a subjective thing.
Or was it just how they felt at the factory that day? Yeah. There's a French guy there. How many put in the pack? 6-7. What's 6-7? 6? 6-7?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I do know, obviously, but, you know, we don't want to alienate the listeners.
No, exactly. Yeah. Although it would provide greater engagement for our French listeners, of which there might be one. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe a couple. Yeah. Call in.
Yeah, call in. You don't have our number. You can call 911, whatever the emergency number is in France, and I'm sure they'll be able to tell you how to find out someone's phone number.
Yeah. Let us know by the end of the show. Okay, so... £13.99 English pounds.
Okay, I'm going to put you out of your misery, okay?
Yeah.
£1.
No!
Yes.
One English pound?
Yeah. They were on offer. I don't know what they are usual price, but still, you know, it's...
Probably 15 English pounds.
Quite possibly. Yeah, quite possibly they had, like a 95% price cut. But yeah, I thought it was good value. So
that's very good value.
Is it premium mediocre? I don't know. Maybe. It looks expensive, but it's actually quite cheap. That is kind of premium mediocre all over.
So, we've looked at the packet. We've talked about the look of the thing, guessed what the price might be. Presumably, there's lots of other things we can talk about before we have to actually eat the biscuit.
Kind of weird. I was just analysing this packet a little bit more. So it's got a picture of a boulangerie on the front, you know, the cafe where you can go and have your biscuits. Mm-hmm. It's got a close sign on the door. So what's the subtext here?
Is it like you being
like, yeah, I mean like, oh great, I'm in France, I'm in Nantes, I'm gonna go to my lovely little cafe, have a little coffee and a biscuit before I go and sleep with someone's wife. Oh shit, the boulangerie is closed. Oh fuck it, I'll just go and buy a pack of biscuits and go home. And then you pick up a packet of Le Petit Beurre.
What if you open the packet and there's nothing inside?
Well, there might not be a huge amount of biscuits inside. Not as they look on the packet anyway.
Oh, okay.
Because I actually dropped this when I was getting out of the car.
Right.
What's going to be inside is a little bit of a mystery. I'm kind of excited and kind of worried, but we'll find out shortly. Okay. Right. I shall let you take one as well.
Thank
you. Monsieur. That's French.
Oui, oui. Oh.
Okay. So it's a nice little kind of rectangular one. Oh, get that a smell. Le petit beurre, monsieur. This is no, there's nothing petty about the beurre in this.
Well, well, well. This is Napoleon blown apart by taste buds.
Oh my god. Wow. Oh. I can smell the calories.
Oh, that smells fantastic.
It does, doesn't it? It got a nice look to it. They kind of got, I know, they're kind of a little bit overcooked.
But they've probably made it so that it looks that way on purpose.
Yeah, probably. And on the front it says Petit Lu, L-U, non. I actually have a few little bits of information about the biscuit itself.
I hope it's about the markings around them.
Yes, it is.
Oh, really?
Yes, your wish is my
command. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So Le Petit Beurre is decorated with four corners in the shape of ears.
Okay.
Maybe ears of corn, perhaps?
Right.
14, I'm reading this verbatim now, this is not me kind of interpreting. 14 teeth in length.
Yeah, okay.
10 teeth in width, or 52 teeth in total.
Which is how many teeth a human mouth has, is that correct? Is that what it's supposed to symbolize?
Yeah, so basically the teeth, so, I mean, you can look it up, but there's like kind of slight indentations on the biscuit, which they've taken to calling teeth. Maybe something was lost in translation.
I mean, I guess they kind of look like teeth.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
If you could imagine some kind of organism that was just a square with teeth all around it.
Just some horrible hell creature, just, yeah, writhing around, gnashing its teeth.
It's butter, isn't it? That's the smell. It's just butter.
Yeah, it is just fucking pure butter.
Oh,
but like cooked butter, brown butter.
Yeah.
Oh god. Yeah. Actually, sorry, Dave. I'm sorry. Can I just pull you back to the numbers here? We got some like Illuminati, like Mayan calendar shit going on with the numbers. Okay. So yeah, we've got the four corners in the shape of ears, 14 teeth in length, 10 in width, two sets of 24 on the teeth, and add the four ears and all the teeth together, you get 52. And apparently, these numbers could be interpreted as the four seasons, 52 weeks of the year, and 24 hours in a day. What's the fucking point of that? Apparently, the famous slogan, apparently, I've only seen this in one place, and this makes me want to have it. Four ears and 48 teeth.
That's the slogan. Okay.
Absolutely freakish abomination of a biscuit, but it smells so good.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. And on the back, it's sort of crisscrosses, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a very texturally exciting biscuit.
It is. This is one for the design aficionados out there. I think that's a Spanish word. Well, I think I'm salivating a lot now.
Yes.
So I think I need to have a little bite.
Just a moment.
Chest pains.
Goodness me.
All right. So my experience then, bit it, started chewing. I was like, yeah, it's kind of a bit like a malted milk or something. Mm. And then all of a sudden, the butter and salt taste hit me.
Yeah.
And it was like, dun, 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 bam, 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 bam. Yes, it's like I've just tried like the biscuit equivalent of acid or something.
Yeah, for a split second. It's like, is this a boring biscuit?
No.
Suddenly, fireworks.
Exactly.
A lot of butter is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
A lot of butter and a lot of salt, which are two of my favorite foods.
Oh, God, yeah. I absolutely love both. I really hope I don't get gout because that's really going to impact on my enjoyment of life.
100% will die of gout.
Possibly. I think it's called the King's Disease.
Pretty fancy.
Pretty fancy.
It's one tier down from Emperor, unfortunately, so I'll be fine. That aftertaste is incredible.
Yeah. It comes on so subtly. You start off and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, fine. It's a biscuit. A little bit sweet. And then all of a sudden, bam.
You really don't see it coming.
Mm. It's rich, isn't it?
It seems like it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Humble beginnings.
Yeah? Humble beginnings.
I think my...
And then blows your fucking head off.
Yeah.
You know, like to do that.
Yeah.
Tony Blair.
I think both our costumes are very appropriate.
Yeah, the Napoleon fella as well. Yeah. Any books on him?
On Napoleon?
There's quite a few on Tony Blair, you know.
I wonder if history will remember Tony Blair as fondly as it remembers Napoleon Bonaparte.
Quite possibly. He did a lot of kind of superficial things, you know, like playing guitars. Like, yeah, I play guitar. I'm kind of cool. Mm. Yeah, I can do a photo shoot where I kick a football without looking like a total idiot.
Napoleon was good at maths.
Nerd! I say I could eat these all day. But I'm like halfway through one and I always already feel like I've had my lot for the day. Like, this is too indulgent to have much more.
That's right, because we've only eaten one.
Mm.
I feel like we've eaten a lot more than that.
Mm.
And then had like a side of butter in a bowl that I've just like slurped down as well. The only problem with this costume is it is very hot, especially after that extremely buttery biscuit. I'm feeling quite hot now.
Yeah, or you could take the hat off, or at least turn it around the right way. No. I think that hat's on the right way.
It is on the right way, and I'm not taking it off.
Despite how incredibly rich this is, maybe this is just because my poor taste buds just taste this and it's like, oh, wow, goodness, this is like, you know, the king's biscuit. But in France, where they're used to, you know, the fine life. I can't remember what the fine life is in French. Italian, it's the dolce vita.
Oh, petit filou.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Okay, 100%, then. Yeah.
Like the yogurts.
You've called my bluff.
Is all your knowledge of French from like little sweets they sell in the supermarket?
Yeah, it's all through advertising.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, looking at the nutritional information, which I don't like to do with biscuits, because you're not eating biscuits because you're trying to get healthy.
Yeah.
You're eating biscuits because you just need a little bit of happiness in an otherwise dark, sad moment. Yeah, not actually that bad for you. You could have three of these and it'd be less than 20% of your daily saturated fat recommendation. Actually, it's quite a lot.
That is quite a lot. Yeah. And we are going to be doing that, aren't we?
Yeah, but then I've still got another 80% to play with. So I can still go home and eat my traditional block of butter before bed.
Yeah.
The taste doesn't linger too much either. It's not too like cloying.
I've had one of those biscuits. We've talked for a while. My mouth still tastes of butter.
In a good way?
Yeah. But I would say it is definitely lingering in my mouth.
Okay. I don't find it sickly yet.
Yeah. Also, we haven't had any liquids.
Mm-hmm.
That was a dry tasting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Completely dry mouths when we put the biscuits into the mouths.
Mm-hmm.
But now it feels like my mouth is full of liquid, full of butter.
That's true, actually, yeah. And when I first bit into it, I was like, oh, yeah, it's just another dry malted milk.
Mm.
Okay, here we go. Back to the dark times. And then all of a sudden, bam, butter, excitement, salt.
My body is literally creating more saliva so that I can consume more of the biscuits.
So you can chew them with your 52 teeth.
Exactly, yeah. I feel, and I'm certain our listeners feel, that was worth the weight.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are thinking, you know what? Actually, guys, I was kind of annoyed. I thought you'd pulled a bit of a fast one. I was thinking about reporting this to someone, but fair play. You've proven me wrong. You had a plan all along, and I would be made whole in the end. And I would say to anyone who's consumed any kind of international, worldwide, global biscuit review podcast or Deathly Human thing who feels that way, whether it's this podcast, whether it's people who have bought the Anti-Bliss program, trust us.
Trust us.
Trust us.
Trust us.
Trust. So, we should have a little score for these biscuits.
Yes, though. I believe we should.
You want to go first?
No, I think you should go first.
Yeah, okay, all right then. Yeah, because I'm feeling pretty confident in myself now that I'm dressed as this new character, Anthony Blair.
Now that I'm dressed as my character, I feel like I would rather you went first. I could then sort of study and see how you do.
Okay, you think you're gaining some kind of strategic advantage from
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
What do you think?
I feel like maybe you're playing like five-dimensional chess here. And I don't even know which way the pieces move.
Yes, it's tactics.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
It's tactics.
Because I think the response to this is going to be, I'm probably going to lash out of fear that I'm going to be left embarrassed or something.
Very tactical.
Out of pride and also insecurity, I'm probably going to just lash out and go with an even bigger response.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
On that note, for taste then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
He's got his hands covering his face. He's hunched over. He's a wreck.
Okay, right. Now, usually with biscuits that we review, because we've done a lot of British biscuits, you're trying to think, okay, what are the things I liked about that? And what kind of points would I give that?
Yeah, that'd be a normal way to do it.
With this, I'm thinking like, what didn't I like about that?
Okay.
You know?
Mm.
If there's one thing I didn't like about it, it was over too soon. I wanted a bigger biscuit.
Right.
If I could have my time again with the taste section, I had like quite small bites. I'd take a big fuck off bite, like 2/3 of the biscuit in one go.
It sounds more like you're scoring yourself, but we need you to score the biscuit, Dave.
Okay. All right then. I'm going to... God.
He's doing like the gun gesture with his fingers, but he's pointing at his head.
This is tough. I just... I'm a bit worried, David, I'll be honest with you. Don't put this on the recording.
Okay.
But yeah, I think maybe we're in over our head with this one.
What?
I think maybe I don't have the ability to review this and score it accurately. I think it's too big for me.
Dave, come on. We're back. This is like our big
comeback.
And we've got to show that we're confident and that we know what we're doing. Think about our costumes, right? Like, we're important people and we're making big, important changes in the world.
Okay.
Also, it's all about how you present, you know. Powerful.
Okay.
We're back. And we're doing important work. And don't forget, you know, we've got the surprise coming up.
Okay, that's
the listeners are very excited about.
Okay. We put that together. So if we can put that together, then we must be up to it.
Exactly.
Okay, right. Okay, thanks. Thanks. I needed that.
Yeah.
Wow, you're a great leader.
Thank you.
I don't know what this Napoleon guy did, but maybe he should have been a leader of some sort. But yeah, for the score then, for taste, you know what?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
70 Bliss. You know what? That's the problem. Getting bogged down in details.
Right.
Just need to go with your gut instinct.
Yes.
Even if it's a problem, even if it's stupid, even if it's poorly thought through.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll come back to bite you in the ass later, but maybe you can just take out another loan to pay off the previous loan. So, you know, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, 5.
Whoa! Wow!
Yeah.
5!
Yeah.
I mean, it is out of 5, listeners. It's 5 out of 5. That's the score.
It's top marks. I couldn't fault it.
That is incredible.
Let me think.
What are you second guessing?
So I've got this little voice in the back of my head saying, like, maybe this was the wrong decision, Tony. I mean, David. maybe you shouldn't go all in on this one. Maybe you should kind of just pull back because maybe you haven't got...
How big did you say this voice was?
It's kind of growing.
Right, but it's a little voice.
At the moment, yeah.
It's a little voice.
Yeah.
And you're a big boy.
Yeah, I'm
so big you're boy. Bigger than the voice.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm bigger than the voice.
Yeah, you're bigger than the voice.
Shut up, voice.
Yeah, shut up, voice.
Yeah, okay, shut up, voice. Shut up in a voice. All right, then, yeah, fucking 5. Yeah.
5! Wow, what a comeback. And that is so nice for the fans to hear a 5 on this Christmas special.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
And what could be more Christmassy? We haven't really done a lot with the Christmas thing.
Well, I know, exactly. Yeah.
I think I kind of find it's a bit gimmicky when shows go all in on the sort of the Christmas special thing.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that we're sort of keeping it subtle.
Well, yeah, exactly. We're keeping it real because you don't want to put in too much effort with the festivities. It's all about the gift giving.
Exactly.
And yeah, so we've just given the listeners the gift of a 5.
Wow.
And also le petit beurre.
And they are thankful too, I assume.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right then. Napoleon.
Yeah, I'm feeling it as well. I'm feeling incredibly powerful. I'm feeling very, very powerful. And I'm feeling like I'm so powerful that whatever I say is right, even if other people disagree. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
You know, some people might say, like, it's deranged to have these thoughts. Mm-hmm. But no, because I'm powerful and important. And what I think and say is right.
Exactly. And it's like the way you just kind of advise me not to listen to the inner voice. Don't listen to the outer voices either.
Good point. And that's the great thing about this show. It's not just about reviewing biscuits. Obviously, that's the focus. And that's mostly what we do here.
Mm.
But there's also a lot of advice in there.
Exactly, yeah. And this is free. So imagine how much you can get if you subscribe to the full Empty Bliss program.
Exactly. Yeah. This is just a taster. No pun intended. Yeah. Or is it?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go for a 4.5.
Strong.
Yeah.
Strong.
Extremely strong.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm not giving it a 5 is because I'm a 5. And the biscuit's not as good as I am.
Okay. All right.
So
then.
That's my feeling about that. But yeah, 4.5, very strong.
Now, normally up next, we would go over the history of the biscuit.
Great. I cannot wait to find out all about the history of this biscuit.
But we won't be doing that today.
Why not?
Do you want to know why?
I do want to know that.
Because I fucked up the ordering. I forgot which order they came in because, again, we're a little bit rusty.
Yeah, some of us are maybe a little bit more rusty than others.
You know, you could have jumped in there and said, hey, you're doing the history early, but you didn't. So, you know, who's really at fault? The one who made the fault or the one who allowed the fault to happen?
Never interrupt an enemy when they make a mistake. Just a little bit of advice from a certain Mr. Bonaparte.
Oh, right. Okay, then. Are we at war?
What do you think?
I need to consult my good friend and ally in the Coalition of the Willing. Are we at war with France, George? We're at war.
On that bombshell, should we get into texture?
Put the kettle on.
Hello?
you know what I really love about this?
What, the podcast or this particular section?
The podcast. Right. Mm-hmm. This particular episode, I mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is we're just really having a good time. Just really enjoying ourselves. And that's the focus. And I presume that the show reflects that quality-wise.
Because sometimes, and let's say we've done this in the past, you think, okay, people are going to give us 45 minutes of their precious time. We can't waste that.
Exactly.
But it's, you know, you're focusing on delivering for them instead of delivering for yourself.
And that's not very empty bliss.
That's not empty bliss at all. No. That's thinking about others.
Yeah.
It's time for texture then. So we're going to dunk these little French bad boys. See how they respond.
Yeah, because although it's the texture segment, it's really the bit where we dunk the biscuit in the tea.
Yeah.
Which is a very British thing. Yeah. I don't know if anyone else does that.
Well, I gotta say pre-dunk, it's got a good crunch to it.
I like how thin it is.
Mm, I do, but I'm so into the butter. There's part of me that wishes this was like half an inch thick, like a chocolate bar or something.
We wouldn't make it through the show.
Quite possibly not, but my God, the bliss you get from that.
What a way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, and it goes very crumbly very quickly. But again, not dry though. It's not dry. It's not like you're just filling your mouth with dust.
Slightly worried.
Go on.
It's already a tsunami in my mouth.
Yeah.
What is more liquid going to do here? Do you know what I mean?
Shit,
I'm a little bit worried about, is this going to kill the biscuit?
You know? Do you think you're about to get waterboarded by a biscuit?
I'm just worried this is my Waterloo, you know?
Great song.
Unbelievable.
Okay. So I went for a brief dunk, mm-hmm. took a bite, and immediately thought this was a mistake.
Yeah.
This was not meant to be. But then that butter comes back.
It does, yeah.
You get the tea and you're like, oh, I don't really. It's just like kind of like tea in biscuit form. But then all of a sudden, bang, the butter powers through. But then I bit the other part, which I dunked. And within that sort of 5 seconds, I'd eaten the first part. The other part just kind of turned to like mush in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Like there was no texture whatsoever, just like pure pureed biscuit.
And you like,
and that was even better.
Yeah, because you like mush.
I love mush. Mm.
The spell is broken for me.
Oh really? Oh yeah. Dear. Yeah. Okay.
What happened there was the biscuit melted away into just the butter, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And without the novelty of the crunch, I don't know if butter alone works.
There's salt as well.
There is salt. Yeah, that's yeah. true. Yeah, there is salt.
I love the saltiness of them.
The wow factor of a biscuit that buttery and that crunchy at the same time mm-hmm. was doing a lot of heavy lifting for me. And what's happened here is that's just been taken away.
Yeah, I mean, I will say it's not a great dunker because it just turns to mush so quickly. Mm. And you do want a bit of texture, you want a bit of bite.
Yeah.
But we have had this problem before with non-British biscuits. Actually, non-Anglo-Saxon biscuits. So I think the US biscuits actually dunked pretty well. But European biscuits,
they're not dunkers.
They're not dunkers.
And I guess they're not designed to be, but that's not our fault.
No, exactly. I mean, okay, we made the rules. And Le Petit Beurre, yeah, it put itself up. So maybe if it didn't want to be a dunker, then it shouldn't have come on the show in the first place.
Some might say, you know, okay, it's happening so many times. Maybe change the structure of the show a little bit. Mm-hmm. No.
No, absolutely not. I think you need those strict rules in place, which we also have with the Empty Bliss program, mm-hmm. because, you know, you don't want to be like, oh, where am I going to go on holiday? Oh, I'm going to have to go and research it and maybe find somewhere new. And then you find something, it's like, oh no, what am I going to do when I go on holiday there? What you want is something like the Empty Bliss program, which is like, right, you want to go on holiday in November, you're going to Dubai. What are you doing when you go there? You're going to the Burj Khalifa, the really tall tower, and you're going to the mall, and that's it, basically. You're just going to do
those
that
two things, yeah.
for the 5 days of holiday, which you just all put on your credit card. No thought, no where I'm going. I know the Instagram photos I got to take. So, you know, that's what this show is about. It's about having the rules and the, you know, Le Petit Beurre came on and it was like, you know, I got my own way of doing things. No, I'm sorry. No.
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 I don't think so.
You obey our rules in this yeah. house and you get dunked. And yeah, I got to say, well, I like the mush.
Mm.
Well, I like the way the butter just fucking powers through the tea.
Mm.
It's not a great dunker. Do you think you're ready to score it?
Oh yeah, 100%. So you go first.
Okay. Two.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't give it a one because,
wow.
again, I like the way the butter powered through. And, you know, there's still, you know, still got some of that, you know, that tastiness. But yeah, and ultimately, if you gave me this biscuit, I would choose not to dunk it at all. Wouldn't even do half and half. No dunk.
Wow, from 5 to 2.
Mm.
Yeah. Don't want to give the same score as you did. And yet I will, 2. I'm going to give it a 2 as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I agree. I was going to give it a 2.5, but then I thought, no, it's not just middle of the road. I would prefer not to have it. I wouldn't be angry if I had it, but I would prefer not to.
Okay.
And so 2, I think, is the appropriate score there.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, great that we can be in agreement on this while we're at war.
You know, we are two great, you know, empires. Like, there are going to be a lot of things that we agree upon.
Exactly, yeah.
Just not, you know, territory.
Yeah.
Just like old times, eh? The dizzying highs and the devastating lows.
This is like a Napoleon monologue.
No, I was talking about us doing this.
Oh, right.
This.
Okay, sorry.
I feel like, you know, in case the listeners forget, we've been away for a while.
Time's flown, though, for me. It feels like hardly any time at all.
We took a break because, I mean, as people can probably tell from the end of season 1, we were pretty frazzled.
Yes.
You know, the work was long and hard. Mm-hmm. So we took a break. We got into Empty Bliss in a big way.
Yeah.
And now we're back with this this special episode, revitalized, I would say.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling pumped. I feel like I'm ready to just aggressively go after our goals. Mm-hmm. I think I'm bringing my best to this, living my best life.
Yes.
As they say.
Yeah. It is your best. And that's an important point. Mm-hmm. Your best. We're not saying best generally.
No. It's my best, but informed by what I think other people would think was best.
Yeah.
You know, by their standards, basically.
Yeah.
But talking about other people's standards.
Excellent segue.
Thank you very much. We shall take a look at the online reviews for this. See what people on the internet think about Le Petit Beurre. Okay, so we're going to kick off with Old Blighty, the United Kingdom, Amazon. 7 reviews, so not very many. Average review, 4.5 out of 5. You'd say that's pretty spot on.
Yeah. I am a man of the people, after all.
Exactly, yeah, a leader.
Because they see not themselves in me, but what they could be, what they aspire to be. Like, anything is possible.
Yeah.
I mean, not really, of course, but that's what they see.
Whereas in me, they see, like, yeah, he's kind of like me. He's got kind of a bit of a crap haircut and not a great suit, very middle-of-the-road taste, and so that they can relate to me because I'm almost like mirror image of them. So first review, just 3 stars out of 5.
What?
Yeah, not the original. This biscuit is not the same as the original Lumate that can be bought in shops. There's no taste of salt. It is just a Petit Beurre biscuit, not worth the price. And that was from Bob Dylan.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Not one of his better works.
It doesn't quite have the same rhythm as some of the hits, but, you know, he's pushing himself into new ways. But yeah, I assume Amazon has a pretty sophisticated verification system. For a company of that size, I imagine you probably have to give 2 forms of ID to get that account.
The thing that irritates me about reviews like that, it's always the same thing. They're marking it down because it's not like what they used to make.
Yeah.
Look inward. It is like what they used to make. You're different. Accept it. Move on.
Dangerous advice there, David. I think danger. Look inward, really?
Yeah. I don't know where that came from. I'm forgetting the Empty Bliss indoctrine, the seminar.
Yeah.
Informed my views that I have now. Lost myself there.
Exactly. You're on a journey inwards where you want to be going on a journey outwards.
Yes.
If you find there is something wrong, something you're not happy with, don't ask, oh, is this something wrong with me? No. Lash out.
You're right. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Attack.
Yes. Old David would have had those opinions. New David is on the side of Bob Dylan.
There we go. Yeah. Okay. Next one. From Betsy, 4 stars out of 5. Headline of the review, Broken Biscuits.
Oh, did you get them for her?
Vodger the review, price is very high. Plus 2 of the 6 packs have broken corners. I cannot serve them to visitors, but all right for serving to family. So, sorry, Betsy's family. I like that you have visitor biscuits. Like, you couldn't give a visitor a broken biscuit.
I can't even get inside this person's headspace.
Yeah, it's like we've got, like, yeah, table wine and fancy wine. We've got table biscuits and visitor biscuits.
Yeah. Broken corners. Not broken in half, not, like, crumbled up.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit of the corner was snapped off.
She clearly likes the ears. She's a fan of the ears. Yeah, likes to nibble the ears, or Betsy does. She might not be old.
But she definitely nibbles ears.
Let's nibble the ears. So next up, we've got a 5-star here.
Finally.
Yeah, from Michelle Rajam, says, crisp, buttery, not too sweet or calorific. Perfect. That was the headline of the review. Perfect memory of a French childhood. Doesn't overpower accompanying things. If any, fine on his own too. Beats rich tea and even digestive as a plainish biscuit. What the fuck? How can you... You can describe this as many things, but plain. This is not even a plain-ish biscuit.
This person said that they reminded them of...
It said, perfect memory of a French childhood.
Is that their French childhood or a hypothetical French childhood? Yeah. If it's their French childhood, then maybe that makes sense. Maybe this, in France, maybe this is a plain biscuit. And we can't even conceive... of the fantastical delights that they have for those with a sweet tooth.
The only thing I can imagine, it's the half-inch thick petit beurre. That's the only thing I can imagine. Next one, UK, again, 5 stars from Mimi. Title review, authentic product. Body of the review, very good. It smells pure butter. Remind me France. Same recipe.
Well, Mimi, remind me France too.
Remind me France too, yeah. It does smell pure butter.
Oh, yes, it does.
Okay, so got... One here, this is one of Amazon's top 1,000 reviewers, okay? So we're dealing with a pro reviewer.
Oh, okay.
So maybe we'll learn a thing or two.
Do they have like a medal or something?
Yeah,
or
they've got a little kind of medal next to their name. This is D, four stars. You can tell D's a pro because, you know, not just chucking out 5 stars because what kind of fucking amateur gives them 5 stars? Title of the review, nice. So nice. Good taste, fab, with cheese, any cheese, as long as it's strong. The salt comes as an aftertaste, fab. Or have with coffee or tea, the sweet is fab. Magical biscuits, my new go-to, also gave to my sis. She loves them with the old cheese too, fab.
Mm. Did they like it?
She said fab about 4 times. Mm. But how many with cheese is an interesting one. Like, you're not getting enough dairy on this?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like butter, salt, and cheese.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a lovely piece of cheddar. Yeah. Can you pass the butter, please? I'm going to spread some on top. So this is from Stella Floella, 5 stars, not a pro. Why can't Brits bake a biscuit as delicious? Good fucking question. I could write an essay about how delicious are these biscuits. I won't. But believe me, for a simply delectable snack, these are superb.
Was with her 100% until the word delectable.
Yeah. But yeah, why can't the Brits bake a biscuit as delicious?
I think they choose not to.
I think so too. I think there's a reluctance to even consider what you could do with a biscuit.
I think the problem with Brits...
Are you speaking as Napoleon or David right now?
Both.
Okay.
They like to present as being flashy, being something you might not have expected, being new and interesting and different. But really, deep down, behind the facade, it's the same old conservative traditional values.
Stingy, Cromwellian Protestantism, no fun allowed.
Exactly.
And if you're having fun, you're probably a shirker.
There was some point where we all sort of decided that that was who we were.
Yeah.
And any attempt to kind of bring something new in is always just the same old thing. Yeah. But dressed up.
Okay, so there's the Brits taking a task. Good job, Napoleon. Last one from the UK. So it's Morgan. 2 out of 5, too salty. I used to love this biscuit, but I prefer the French and old version of it. This has way too much salt and were difficult for me to finish. Morgan, just there, just unseasoned food every night, just vegetables. How do you have your vegetables? Just boiled, please.
Yes, plain, please.
Yeah.
What a flavourless life.
But ironically, also quite salty opinions.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, and then finally, Amazon USA.
Oh, USA. Nice. Yeah, God bless America.
God bless America. Average score, 130-odd reviews. Average score, 4.6 out of 5.
Ooh.
So there's that American enthusiasm coming out. You know, the high energy. Woo! This is from Dak. 5 stars. All caps. The best, most delicious classic cookie. What Oreos are to American kids, petit beurre is to French kids. These are old school classic cookies. These are the original petit beurre. Others are the same shape but not the same consistency and quality and flavor. When you open the package, you smell the butter. You do.
Mm.
My French grandmother used to make a tiramisu-like dessert by dipping them in espresso, layering with a custard made with rum, dusted with cocoa powder, and refrigerated overnight. God damn, that sounds amazing. Really, the next day, the cookies are transferred into a cake layer. Oh my God, you then... put that into a cake. Sadly, Mondelez stopped selling the plain, very versatile Petit Beurre cookies in North America. Only the chocolate-dipped Petit Écolier. Wow. Okay, which the chocolate is so thick, I have used a potato peeler to shave it down as fast as I can, or it starts melting in my hand and going up my peeler.
Wow.
I stack there with a potato peeler and the biscuit trying to shave it off.
That review had everything, didn't it? Anecdotes, funny stuff.
Had action.
And it had action, and it reviewed the product.
Yeah.
If people find out they can get similar quality content to this show just by going on Amazon, we'd be out of business.
Oh, my God. Yeah, maybe cut this section.
Yeah.
I forgot how much of a physical trial this show is.
Yeah.
I've lost that that kind of muscle memory. Mm.
We're a little bit rusty.
Yeah.
We're a little bit rusty.
But that's fine. This is about, you know, this is just part of the training, which we're going to need for the little special reveal, the little treat, the little present.
Too much. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, just hold off. A little bit longer, people.
Present because, as we said earlier, it's Christmas. We're doing Christmas special.
Yes. It's all about receiving, so we're going to give you something.
It's close now, Christmas, I assume.
Yeah. So hope you've put in all your present requests because you want to make sure you got lots of good presents.
Done your prayers to Santa Claus, whatever it is you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and ho, 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 and Merry Christmas and all that kind of stuff. We're not really big on Christmas, so that's why we haven't played that up so much in this episode.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a Christmas special, though, so we want the brand recognition without kind of doing any of the stuff associated with the brand.
Yeah. We basically just want to like slap Christmas special colon to the start of the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's it, you know. I pay my taxes. I don't have to do any more than that. Okay, so yeah, final segment. It's the big one. The biscuitness.
The biscuitness.
I feel like this is to France what like a malted milk or a rich tea would be to the UK.
And that is shocking. Because the malted milk sucks.
Exactly.
And this is so good.
It shows you how much higher the quality of life is in mainland Europe. But thankfully now, because of Brexit, once that all goes through imminently, we won't have to hear about that anymore. So we won't have to be aware of what we could have had, what we could be living.
Although I should say, my grandmother actually lived in France. So I think I'm probably, you know, half French, maybe half, maybe not quite as much as half.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I'm kind of a man of...
Joie de vivre, that's what I was thinking of earlier.
Because you were looking at me, and you were like, ah, Eureka.
This is a man with a lot of joie de vivre.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's all the gesticulating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably my Frenchness coming out, because as I said, my grandmother lived in France.
Yeah, I went to Normandy once on a school trip. It's horrible. We went to see the bits of like the beaches where they landed in World War II. Mm. I think we were staying like this dormitory, which I think was attached to a school or something. I just remember the French kids in the school were horrible. I think they all wanted to just beat us up in the playground.
Oh, the French kids were all really nice to me. But maybe that's because they saw me as one of them. Because
David,
you're just like us.
Would you like some wine? Let's smoke some cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, does this feel like a childhood biscuit to you then?
I don't know if I had these exact biscuits, but I did have French biscuits when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, you know, we had croissant.
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 Is how we pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, pastries with chocolate in them, various different kinds. So I have a lot of nostalgia attached. So in that way, very biscuity, because as we know, biscuitness and nostalgia forever entwined.
Absolutely, yeah.
So for me, I would say this is a moderately biscuity biscuit.
Ooh, a moderately biscuity biscuit. Okay, I love the non-committal assessment of that. It's like intellectually... I'm like, it's very biscuity. It is old, as biscuits go anyway. It's the shape of a familiar biscuit.
Yes.
It's the texture of a familiar biscuit.
Correct.
If it was just like in a lineup of biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Like a police lineup.
Yeah, a police lineup. And they said, you know, pick out the imposter.
Yeah. What would the lines be that you would have to get them to say?
Give me the keys, you fucking cocksucker. So... Well, I actually couldn't have to say anything because then he was speaking French and I'd be like, bam, that's the one.
That's right,
so it'd have to be a silent liner.
Yep.
And I had to pick one out just on sight. I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
And if they let me have just, you know, try the texture of the biscuits somehow, like, I mean, touch them in this liner.
this lineup,
I still wouldn't be able to. But then you have the taste and it's like, whoa, hang on. Yeah. No, something's not right here.
Yeah.
This is far too rich. This is like almost like a dessert. If you serve this to me after a fine meal of boiled vegetables with no seasoning,
Yeah.
And possibly some wafer thin ham.
Very watery gravy, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very watery, yeah.
Yeah.
Besto gravy, which is mainly hot water. Yeah. And then serve me some of these biscuits afterwards. I'd be like, wow, that was kind of a bit too rich, really, for this meal I've had. This is like something I expect to get in a fancy hotel, like Premier Inn or Travelodge or something. So from my own experience as a Brit, not very biscuity, I don't think.
Mm. I'm starting to see it kind of in a slightly different light. Yes, on the outside, it looks a certain way. It looks like your average biscuit. Could be anyone. Humble origins, mm-hmm. You know? And it takes advantage of that. It knows what it's doing. It knows that people have preconceived, mm-hmm. You know, prejudices about the biscuit based on what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But underneath, it's a conqueror.
It's going to shape its environment, not let its environment shape it.
Exactly.
It's a Nietzschean biscuit. It's about the force to will. Can it impose its will on you? And you saw that happen.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I was like, I had that little wobble. I was like,
that's right.
Like, you know, the biscuit almost dominated me. Fortunately, though, because of the character that I am dressed as, and, you know, when you play a part, you kind of take on some of that, I think, you know. Again, born to greatness, born to be a conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to do battle with the biscuit and come out on top victorious.
It's interesting that we both think we've won, but that can't be true.
Yeah, but haven't we, like, beaten the biscuit? Like, we've formed a brief, is it Entente Cordiale to take on the take on the biscuit?
Well, no, I'm kind of on the side of the biscuit.
Oh, you're on the side of the biscuit?
I think I'm going to score it quite highly, yeah. Did you think that I was on your side? Or did I allow you to think
that?
Oh,
my gosh. This Wily Fox, this Napoleon character is.
What would you score it for biscuitness?
Okay. So biscuitness is about, you know, can I have this every day? Can I just be like, yep, cup of tea, biscuit? I think I'm just going to give it a 2.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, that pretty much lines up with everything you've just been saying. So not that interesting.
Again, my memory, very poor. Mm-hmm. We did those previous episodes quite a few months ago now, so I don't really recall the biscuits at all. But this is probably the biscuit I've enjoyed the most.
Okay.
I would love to have these on a regular occasion.
I feel like there's a buck coming.
Yeah, exactly. There is a buck coming. They're too rich. They're too indulgent. They're too delectable. And for that reason, I scored them down on biscuitness, because as we have established with our British heritage...
Sorry, can we agree to terms that we don't use the D word?
Okay, fine. I will not use the D word anywhere again. But for those reasons, it's too indulgent. It's too nice to be an everyday biscuit. This is a treat biscuit. This is a visitor biscuit. Mm. You're trying to show off, you know. I've got Gordon Brown coming around. He wants to ask me about being prime minister again. I'm like, oh, fucking hell. Get the petty birds out. We've got to try and keep him happy.
Yeah. Oh, God, this one's corners broken. What am I going to do?
Give it to bloody Sherry then.
I'm going to give it a 3.5. I think it's a biscuity biscuit because, as I don't know if I mentioned, my grandmother actually lived in France for a while when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm basically French as well. So for me, quite a normal biscuit.
So fantastic on taste.
Yes.
Terrible on texture and mixed on biscuitness. It's a bit of an enigma.
Yeah.
Mm.
So there you go. That's the show. That's the whole thing. We've done the taste.
Mm-hmm.
We've done the texture. We've done the biscuitness. We've done the history.
Yep.
And we did all the stuff at the beginning talking about, you know, our costumes, what the packet looks like, you know, all the classic stuff.
Fabulous reviews.
Mm-hmm. All the classic stuff that our listeners expect from the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. And I've got to say, I think we nailed it.
Yeah, I did too. You know, people said, why are you going back to the well? It's clearly dry. You've been away for so long. Just stop flogging the dead horse. It's been so long, in fact. There isn't even a carcass. There's no bones. It's just turned to dust. You're just flogging the road now.
And you're like, Mum, get off my case.
Yeah, it is a proper job, okay? But I think we've just proven that, you know, not only can we still do it, that we can do it better.
Better.
Bigger.
Stronger.
Faster.
No, that doesn't quite work.
Okay. No, same pace. Maybe a little bit slower, actually.
Because we have more content. And also, I think, like, you know, it's not just about the biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
It's about us. Dare I say that we have become a reason for people to tune in. It's not just the objective biscuit reviews, but maybe the personalities.
Yeah, either they're either looking at us being like, wow, I can learn from these guys, or they're thinking, wow, I'm glad I'm not these guys. But either way, it's a service.
Well, great episode. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
I guess I'll see you again when I see you.
Yeah. Night, David.
All right.
Night.
Well, see you.
Bye.
Bye now. Surprise!
Surprise! Yeah, that's right, because the big reveal of what we've been teasing for.
Yeah, we teased it a couple of times.
Yeah.
We probably could have teased it a bit more.
Yeah, but then it just kind of gets annoying.
That's right.
Hopefully it was just right, and hopefully it wasn't so subtle and low-key people like,
what are we talking about now?
What are we talking about now? Yeah. No. But maybe they are, but they're going to be even more surprised and even more thrilled by the news, which is that International Real World Global Biz Review podcast is coming back.
What?
For another season.
Oh my God!
No way!
What? That is exciting, exciting news.
Very exciting. But don't let your excitement levels peak just yet, David, because there's more. Because it's not just going to be a rehash. We're not going back to the well. Okay, we are going back to the well, but we're digging deeper. Okay. We're digging
a deeper well.
You know what you can do with a deeper well?
More water.
More content.
More content.
I forgot that it's a metaphor. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, listeners, we're back. You've waited long enough.
Yep. Not just back from our fake walking away, but back for good. So sit down. Make sure you've got any sharp objects secured away somewhere.
Put on your best podcast hat.
Put the cat outside.
Turn off all the lights.
Put the kettle on.
Lock your doors.
And call 999 or 911 to tell them
it's the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast Season 2!
Interactive tastings. Okay, so now you just want to take the biscuit between your thumb and your two fingers. That's right. Now open your nostrils up and take a deep sniff.
Blind taste tests. Close your eyes.
See, I did that without questioning.
You did, yeah, it's kind of weird. Now, I'm going to give you two biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
One is McVitie's, one is from a petrol station.
All right then, I'm going for the first biscuit. Okay, all right. I'm going for the second biscuit. Not your petrol station.
Instantly.
Yeah?
Incredible.
Yeah. All right. Woo!
Amazing. You can open your eyes now. Talk me through your process.
So sweet. Petrol station one. Okay. So sweet. Yeah. McVitie's got a bit of salt, a bit more balance. That was just pure fucking sugar. Not a good taste. Mm. Right, just what you're telling me is like, you've killed my dog and ground it into a biscuit and I've just eaten it.
Surprise!
Oh my God! Biscuits under the hammer.
This biscuit has been absolutely crushed by a hammer.
Okay.
You have to tell me, what is it?
Hobnob.
Is that your final answer?
No.
You can touch it if you want. You can touch it if you want.
Can I smell it?
No.
Okay.
You can stick your fingers in there, rub it around a bit.
Wait, is this a chocolate digestive as well?
No, no, it's not. No.
Is it a Maryland cookie?
No, it is not.
I'm done.
You're going to kick yourself. It's a chocolate hobnob.
It's a chocolate hobnob. Oh, my God. Well, you know what? I've had a great time. I've really enjoyed playing. I've had a great day. I'm really sad not to have won, but I just say thanks for the experience. That was fantastic.
Celebrity guests.
Hello, I'm Benedict Cumberbatch.
The International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast Festival.
Much, much more.
Wow. Okay, man. It sounded good when we recorded it, but it sounded even better hearing back to the preview.
I am so excited about season two.
I'm excited too. I'm actually, for the first time in the however many episodes we've done this show, I'm actually excited about the future. I think we're onto something good here, you know?
We really are. We really are.
Yeah, so it's going to be, you know, as Tony Blair, we didn't say it, but as the song says at his coronation, things can only get better.
Yes.
So I think on that note, we'll say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
One and all. Have a great Christmas 2019. And we'll be back with season two in spring 2020.
Yes, bring on 2020. I've got a feeling it's going to be a really good year.
You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to leave a review on iTunes and spread the hashtag AntiBlissLifestyle online.
You can also support us on Patreon at patreon.com/definitelyhuman, where you'll find loads of extra hashtag content. And follow us on Twitter at IWGBRP.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight. We wish you a Merry Christmas and we'll see you next year. And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.